Mike, and good evening from on location, which is Marionville, Missouri. We are in Marionville tonight with the Willow Springs Bears. Bears are coming into Marionville to take on a really hot team. I'm Larry Spence, along with Marty Spence, to bring you all the action tonight from the Comet headquarters, which is Marionville. They are the Comets, and they just entered the field through the blue smoke and haze of their tunnel. And Marty, this Marionville team is kind of establishing themselves as a perennial in Class 1 football.
Absolutely. They've got a lot of tradition here. We've been coming here for the last several years on a rotating basis, and we've had similar experiences every time we come, and they've not been great. But this is a program right now. They're ranked number one in Class 1 in the state of Missouri. They defeated Stockton last week 12-7, so kind of a low-scoring affair, but a good Stockton team. 35 wins in the last three seasons, and they've not lost a regular season game since 2019. So pre-COVID was the last time Marionville lost a regular season game. So that tells you how good they've been for the last several years. They've got 16 starters back from last year's quarterfinal team. 16 starters back.
I think only 11 starters. 16.
Okay.
Letterman.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
And a really good run. Still a lot.
Yeah.
When you consider that the Bears have, you know, three or four upperclassmen on the field.
Right.
So
right.
Very, very much a different beast here in Marionville, and this is the team that is hitting on all cylinders, and the Bears have a very, very tough non-conference game tonight. Running back senior Hugh Eaton is the one to watch. He's and what you would expect from this Marionville team. Like I said, we've been coming here for the last several years. They'll come to Polinski on alternating years, but it doesn't ever seem to matter. Marionville is always very fast. They're quick. They make their blocks. They do they remind me a lot of Thayer, honestly, and I know those two teams have matched up multiple times in the state playoffs, but coming to Marionville is like coming to Thayer. You know you're going to get a team that is very well disciplined. They do things the right way, and they've got athletes, so it's a good combination for the Blue Comets.
You mentioned Hugh Eaton coming back, and he's all everything, including all state, but they also come back are returning several all-conference starting seniors, first-team all-conference, Dalton Russell and Garrett Kleinline and Garrett Grimm, and those are all all-conference players coming back to this Marionville team. So they have a good nucleus of, and I can see why the state would say, hey, this team is probably number one.
Very exciting team, and I'm sure expectations are sky high here in Marionville tonight. It's an event on a Friday night, and the Comets put on a good show. As for the Bears, 0-1 to start the season, and really it's going to be a tough year for the Bears to be competitive in some of these games, just to be real honest, especially the non-conference schedule. Just two non-conference games last year, or last week. It was California, Class 2 team that came into Polinski Field and really had no problem with the Bears winning 56-0. Bears are small, they're inexperienced, very, very young. So, again, this week, much like last week, the Bears are going to look for the positives and find those victories where you can. And, of course, they'd love to shock the Comets, but you want to try to find some things that work, maybe some guys that can step up. We saw last week a few of the Bears kind of stepped up and graduated a little bit, those underclassmen that are going to have to play bigger than what they are, and we saw some of those positive storylines last week, and hopefully we can continue to find those tonight. Last year, the Bears at Polinski lost to Marionville. 28-7 was the score. That was a fairly close game, if I remember right, until the second half,
yeah.
And the Comets kind of put it away. But it was a competitive game last year, but a different Bear team this year, as the Bears are really rebuilding, and that term's used a lot in sports, but it's definitely applicable to the Bears this season.
Well, when you have your majority of your team, in fact, vast majority of your team is freshmen and sophomores, you know, a lot of those kids have not played varsity ball at all. So there it's a learning experience for them, and they're going to get beat up.
Yeah.
So we just look for those positive things that are going to lead this team into the future and grow with them. So that's what you do when you got a season like this coming up before you. You look for the positives.
JV played last week, able to score a touchdown on Ava, but again, our JV team is really a freshman team at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe some of those sophomores do play more JV later in the season, but not a lot in that week one. And of course, Ava's Ava, but you know, hopefully you see the JV get a little confidence. I know the junior high will be starting next week, so we'll watch them carefully. Our eighth grade team, there's high expectations for that team, and you got to be patient if you're a Bear fan to give Coach Payne and his staff some time to work with this group. And we've talked about it ad nauseum probably, but football, unlike any other sport, really favors upperclassmen. In basketball, you can put out a talented freshman, and they can make an immediate impact.
Well, you only got five kids.
You don't see a lot of that in football,
time.
Right? You need the bigger bodies and the more mature juniors and seniors, and these guys that are out here for the Bears, they're going to mature, and by the time they're juniors and seniors, they're going to have a lot of lessons, and a high football IQ is certainly the hope.
And hopefully they won't get beat up and discouraged,
right,
and that sort of thing. That's the thing you have to fight during this season, especially for the Bear faithful, is the fact that it's going to seem a little bit discouraging at times. And if it's discouraging for the fans, you know it's got to be discouraging for the kids and for the parents as well. So you got to fight to keep those things under control, realize that it's a learning process, it's a growing process, and just work with it.
We'll all practice patience, take deep breaths, and we'll get through the other area games tonight. Don't forget, we'll have our fall sports focus coming up at halftime. We've got lots of other games to talk about. Glendale's at West Plains tonight. Kabul is at Skyline. Stratford and Ava in Douglas County tonight. Mountain Grove, the 0-1 Panthers at El Dorado Springs.
An 0-1 by 38-0 too. Wow.
Houston is at Fayette, and Salem's at Knob Noster.
Wow, they're driving a long ways.
Last week for non-conference, it'll be all SCA conference. Next week, the Bears will be home on Friday night to take on the Kabul Bulldogs. That is homecoming Friday night, so mark that on your calendars and come out and support these kids Friday night.
Yeah. Aiden Stewart gets ready to kick off for the Bears. The Bears are going to kick to the Comets. Comets have two deep standing back at about the 5-yard line. Stewart, one of the two seniors on this team, and he just came out for football this year. So that's where we are. Stewart to kick off at the 40-yard line. He's waiting for the whistle from the official.
Well, the official's coming over, and the Bear, he's escorting the Bear ball boy over to the Marionville sideline. Bears in their road white jerseys, maroon pants, white helmets. Comets are in all blue.
Here we go. Stewart kicks off, line drive kick. It takes a bounce and picked up at the 10-yard line by the Comets. Working his blocks. He's working through it. Gets up to the 40-yard line and brought down there. So that's better than last week.
Improvement. Braden Bella with the return, and the Bears wrap him up just past the 40, but as Larry alluded, last year's opening kickoff went back for a touchdown against the California Pintos.
So we're going to spot the ball at about the 44-yard line, maybe 45. Let's see where they spot it. First and 10 for the Comets. Good field position to them as they go on offense here for the first time. Now they're going to mark it back a little bit, back to the 43. First and 10.
Briar Guerin, the
junior,
sophomore,
okay. Guerin under center, gets the snap of the football. The Bears are in the backfield, and down goes for a loss on the play of about 3.
Bears read that well, collapsed the middle. And it's number 20, Cash Pomeroy, sophomore, 6'2", 240 is Pomeroy, but the Bears were able to wrap him up for a loss, and there's some positive.
Second down and 13 for the Comets at their own 40-yard line. Guerin under center, two-back split behind him, wing on the right side. Gets the snap of the football, and I hear whistles, but the handoff goes up the middle, but not from the officials. Gets up to about the 45-yard line before he's brought down. Good gain on the play.
That's the guy to watch, the senior running back.
Call it a 3-yard gain, so that just gets them back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 10 for the Comets at the 43-yard line. Comets huddle up, look to the sidelines for the play. Now they break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. with Guerin setting up in a shotgun this time. He has four wide receivers, one back in there, man in motion. He goes to that side with the motion back, and he's got 10 yards and more down the far sideline into Bear territory. Picks up good yardage all the way to the Bear 35-yard line. So a pickup of 23 yards on the play, or 20. They're going to spot him down at the 37. So about 20, 21-yard gain on the play, first and 10 for the Comets.
With Braden Bella, the return man, Bears bit on the fake, and
good job.
Comets went weak side and
yep.
A big gainer.
The motion cost him a little bit that time. So first and 10, Comets at the Bear 37-yard line. Guerin goes back under center, split backs behind him. He wants to throw. He's got some time. Over the middle, he goes wide open as a receiver, and he's in the end zone for a touchdown. Bears were all over him, but he carried one into the end zone for the score.
We're behind the cheering section for the receiver. That's Garrett Grimm, sectionally called, of course, the Grimm Reaper.
Yeah, we get
and he takes it to the end zone.
His whole family is sitting about two rows down from us. They've got
making some noise.
They've got their shirts on, and they're proud of their
you bet.
Grimm Reaper, who scores the score. At 10:03 left to go here in the first quarter, Maryville on the board, leading 6-0. They're going to go for two here. They line it up, Guerin under center, gets the snap, hands it off, and into the end zone is the ball carrier for the two-point conversion. So with 10:03 left to go in the first quarter, Maryville jumps on top 7-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the kickoff by the Comets. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 10:03 left to go in the first quarter. Comets just scored on a 37-yard touchdown pass and are set to kick it off from their 40-yard line. The Bears drop two back deep.
Bears put the Comets in a third and long situation, but the Comets got out of it, and then on the next play, score a big touchdown pass.
From the 40-yard line, here is the kick. Line drive, end over end. It goes into the end zone. It'll be a touchdown.
Caden Woolsey, the Bear closest to it, but really pretty wisely just let that go. It hit and took a big bounce, and Woolsey just let it go, and the Bears will take over on the 20-yard line.
7-0, the Comets on top of the Bears here early in this first quarter. Sun shining brightly, clear sky, not a cloud in the sky. But not as hot as last week. Last week we had, it was bad last week. But anyway, cooler tonight. More suitable for football play than any outdoor activity. Ferguson, the quarterback for the Bears, sets up shotgun, keeps it back in there with him, gets the snap, and hands off. Running back doesn't get anywhere. Driven back.
Woolsey will give you no gain on the play.
Spot the ball right at the 20, so it'll be second down, 10 yards to go for the Bears. Quickly out of the huddle, they line up, put two receivers wide to the near side, one to the far side, one back in there with Ferguson, who keeps the ball. And he's brought down after a short gain on the play.
Still unable to spin forward for maybe a yard, but not a lot of forward progress happening for the Bears.
Third and 10.
Take the handoff, kept it, but the Comets didn't bite. Third and long for the Bears.
They break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage. Bears were supposed to do some passing, but they're going to have some protection for Ferguson before they can do much of that. Third and 10, Ferguson gets the snap out of the shotgun. He rolls. Now he sets up and fires over the middle. Oh, and complete! It may go. He's at the 20. Nobody's going to catch him. 10-5, touchdown, Bears.
Aiden Stewart, what a throw by Ferguson.
Yes.
Put it right where he needed to. Aiden Stewart, the senior. comes out of nowhere, brings it all the way to the other side of the field, an 80-yard touchdown pass from Ferguson to Stewart, and the Bear fans have their highlight of the year now.
First score of the year for the Bears, so that's a big one right there. Ferguson did have made himself a little bit of time back there so that he could throw. Stewart was really the only receiver out there, and he had a step or two on his defender and then took it to the house.
Great play by the Bears. Well executed, and the sophomore quarterback looked pretty cool in the pocket. Created it.
Bears going to go for the single tally, and it's blocked. So, nevertheless, the Bears get on the board.
They've got points.
8:35 left to go in the first quarter. It's the Comets 8 and the Bears 6. We'll be back in 60 seconds for the Bear kickoff. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 8:35 left to go here in the first quarter. 8-6 is our score. Comets on top of the Bears by 2. As the Bears strike on their third play from scrimmage, Dylan Ferguson hit Aiden Stewart at about the 50-yard line, and he outrun the Comet defenders to the end zone.
Great play.
I was impressed with that.
The offensive line did a nice job giving Ferguson a little bit of time back there. And then Dylan flung it and put it between a couple of – he was the two defenders on Stewart, but he was able to thread the needle, and then Stewart, once he made the catch, really only had one guy to beat.
Aiden Stewart now takes over the duties of kicking off for the Bears. Feeds it up at the 40-yard line. Two defenders deep for the Comets. High kick. Take it on the run and fumble by the Comets. They pick it right back up, though. Come up the near sideline, and the running back steps away from his would-be defender. He's into Willow Springs territory, going to take it all the way to the house. However, did he step out of bounds?
Well, there's a flag at about the 28-yard line. Either he stepped out or there was a hold or illegal block. We'll see what the explanation is, but I would think that might be coming back.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Hold.
On the comments.
On the comments. So that's going to be coming back. The flag is down at about the 28-yard line, so we'll see what that's all about. See if they move it back from there. That probably will be where they march it off from. 10-yard penalty would take it back to the 18, and Comet's moment of glory there will be taken away from them. I thought he might have stepped out of bounds here on the near sideline, but that
was tight. It was a good play. He was able to pivot and got a really nice block, and probably an illegal hold where he got that block and spun back into the middle of the field. That'll take it back to the 18, and the Comets will, Bears have been pretty good. It was a good kick by Stewart.
It was a good kick, his best of the season so far.
Aiden Stewart definitely proving his worth, and we're really glad that Aiden decided to come play football.
Yeah, where have you been, Aiden, for the last 3 years in football? But anyway, nice to have him now for sure. Guerin, the quarterback for the Comets, under center, split backs behind him. There's the snap of the football. He hands off to the running back. And he gets up over the 20 to about the 22-yard line for a nice first down game.
Eaton with the carry. We'll give him 4.
Again, 8-6 our score here. We're 8 minutes into the first quarter of the ball game. Guerin brings his team to the line of scrimmage. Again, one back behind him this time. No, he has two back there. One's off to the right side. And they come around the right side looking for running room. Bears stack it up at about the 25. So we bring up a third down play.
Bears defense, at least early, reading that run pretty well. They were able to stack up Pomeroy that time, give him a yard. But it'll be a third down and
three. Yep.
I gave him a little more than I thought.
Third and 3 for the Comets from their own 25-yard line.
Bears had the Comets third and long on their first possession. Comets able to get out of it and score a big touchdown.
Ball is just over the 25-yard line. Guerin under center. Back split behind him. Gets the snap. And hands off. Running back coming around the far side of the field. He's got a lot of space to go. He's at the 40. 45, and the Bear defender brings him down there, but not before he got 19 yards, maybe 20 in the first down. We'll give him 20.
At the Eaton, just a sweep to the left side and had an easy first down, ends up picking up about 19, and Jeremiah Galloway made the stop for the Bears, a freshman, and a good tackle by Galloway, or else that would have been a touchdown.
130 pounds, soaking wet is Jeremiah.
5'7", 135.
First and 10 for the Comets at their own 45-yard line. Garen under center, split backs, wings on both sides, handoff up the middle, running backs. Breaks a few tackles, gets into the clear, and he's gone for the score.
Pomeroy, the big running back this time, and once he got past the Bear defensive line, he had no problem. Pomeroy, 6'2", 240, and 54-yard touchdown strike for the Comets.
Four plays and a score for the Comets. Bears had them third and short, and then they let them break loose for a couple of long plays, and the last one resulting in the score. Makes it 14-6, Comets, about halfway through the first quarter. Comets going for two. Garrett under center. Throw it and complete it, and it's good, the 2 points. So, with 6:45 left to go here in the first quarter, Comets 16, Bears 6. And we'll be back for the Comet kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football. 6:45 left to go here in the first quarter. Comets up by 10, 16-6, as they prepare to kickoff. Back deep for the Bears. Woolsey is standing inside his 5-yard line. There's the kick going toward him. See if he takes it this time. Got to get it. He does. 5-10. Tries to go to the outside. Makes a cut. Gets back upfield. He's at the 20, 25, 40. 45-yard line and the 50-yard line. Finally run down and out of bounds in Comet territory.
Kicker had to bring him down. Great job by Woolsey. Made a guy miss about the 15 and really was able to turn on his speed, and he's got some. Proving it there as the sophomore puts the Bears into Comet territory, and it's seeing some life out of this Bear team and some good positive momentum, even down 16-6. A lot of positives here in the first quarter for the Bears, and we will have a water break.
Ball's going to be spotted right at the 50-yard line, so that's where the Bears will put it in play. Technically, I guess it's in Comet territory. We just keep it right here.
Yeah.
Talk about what's coming up at halftime, and that's always fun to talk about what's going on at Willow Springs High School and the other sports that are going on right now, and there are several of them.
Three different fall sports.
Cross country is beginning tomorrow, right?
Cross country starts tomorrow over in Bolivar. Volleyball's had a couple of matches this week, and then of course tennis was already rolling last week. They've had a tournament and two matches since we talked last, so lots of stuff to go over. We'll have our athlete of the week for the first time during this fall season.
True, yeah.
We've got a nominee from volleyball and tennis, so stick around at halftime to find out who the athlete of the week will be for our fall sports focus. And a couple of early scores from Sean Glendale leads West Plains 3-0. Houston over Fayette 7-0.
All right, Bears go back on the offense at midfield. First and 10. Ferguson back in the gun, man in motion to the right. And Ferguson keeps the ball.
Oh, he handed off.
Did he hand it off?
Yeah, and the Bears, unfortunately, the wall was made, and there was nowhere to go for Willow. Hezekiah Galloway, the other Galloway twin.
Another freshman.
The freshman just had no hole to run through, and the Comets collapsed on him, and he'll lose a yard on the play.
Lost back to the 49-yard line. It'll be second down and 11 at the halfway point through the first quarter. And Marionville on top, 16-6. Out of the gun this time again, it's Ferguson. He has four wide receivers possible. He fumbled the snap and had to fall on it back at the 42-yard line. Just was a poor snap, and he couldn't hang on to it. And so a loss of 8 on that play will make it a third down and 19 Well, they're going to give him a good spot there, 43-yard line. So, the fourth down and 17 yards to go for a first down.
Bears will need another big third down play like they had the last time they were in this situation and hit Aiden Stewart for an 80-yard bomb. And this time it's third and 17. They'll probably be going back to the air.
Third and long. Three wideouts on the far side of the field. Ferguson gets the snap, going that way, got a man open.
Caught!
And he completes it for a first down inside the 40 at the 38-yard line.
John Baugh this time, 5'5 sophomore, found a hole there to make that catch. And again, Ferguson put it where he needed to put it and picks up another Bear first down. Or the first down, I should say, the other. Passing play went all the way for a touchdown, but it'll give the Bears a fresh set of downs in Marionville territory.
At the 38-yard line, first and 10. Ferguson, out of the gun, gets the snap, keeps the football. Oh, not a good result there. He hemmed in for a loss back at the 41, loss of about 3 on the play. So the Bears' passing has been their saving grace.
They're trying to run it, but they ran the ball 5 times for minus 12, so nothing going except for backwards on the running game. On the flip side, Ferguson's 2 for 2 for 100 yards and a touchdown.
So, second down 13 here. Ferguson keeps two backs in there with him, and he has 3 wide receivers. Makes a handoff. Does
handoff
up the middle. Not much there for the running back, maybe a yard on the play.
Wolvink
to about the 40, so that'll make it third down and 12 for the Bears with the clock running at 3:55 left to go in the first quarter.
Third down magic, getting the Bears do it for a third time here in the first quarter. Ferguson will be in the gun, ready to pass.
Quick setup here with 3 wide receivers. 2 on the far side, 1 on the near side. Ferguson gets the snap, throws quickly, and completes to the far receiver.
Got it, Stewart. Pick up about 5.
At the 35, and that'll be a fourth down. And I think the Bears will probably go for it here. You know,
oh, absolutely.
Nothing to lose here. Fourth down and about 7 yards to go for a first, but they're going to go for it. Stewart didn't have anywhere to go. In fact, I don't know if he was the intended receiver on that play. Both receivers' hands went up. Went through the first receiver's hands and into Stewart's. So, fourth down, do or die here for Ferguson and the Bears. Out of the gun, gets the snap, wants to throw, and gets hammered for a loss back at the 40-yard line, so that's where the Comets will take over and put it in play.
Comets on a blitz, and Ferguson had no chance to do anything. He had a guy on his back as soon as the ball was snapped, and the Comets will take over, but the Bears found the passing game a little bit. Ferguson 3 for 3 tonight for 105 yards. We could get anything on the ground.
We got a stat.
Yeah, we got some stats tonight. So that's improvement. Now the Bear defense will try to come up with their first stop of the night.
From the 41-yard line, Comets take it over. Guerin goes in the gun this time, gets the snap, takes the handoff, throws. Got a man all by himself.
That was so easy.
All by himself.
There was nobody close.
Into the end zone. Nobody was on him. There's got to be a missed assignment there somewhere. 2:43 left to go in the quarter. One pass, and the Comets were in the end zone.
59-yard touchdown pass. Bella, the receiver.
Just nobody on him.
It was so easy, yeah. He could throw a nice rainbow to him, and Bella was... There was nobody ever within 10 yards of him as he went into the end zone.
Who had that assignment out there, but it was not good.
Nobody picked up their man on that play.
Officials have stopped the clock here. 2:43 left to go in the first quarter. It's 22-6. Man in the white hat's backing up for some reason. Like he's going to tell us something. What's that? Unsportsmanlike?
No. I didn't see a flag or anything.
It's could just be a sideline warning, yeah. What is that? Okay, unsportsmanlike against Marionville? Okay.
It's well up.
Okay. All right, here we go for the two-point conversion attempt by the Comets. As soon as we get set up.
The yard marker guy has got to get down there, but he's ready to go now.
So here we go. And the handoff goes up the middle. Two-point conversion is good. 2:43 left to go in the first quarter. 24, Marionville, 6 for the Bears. We'll be back with a Marionville kickoff in 60 seconds. Listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Football. 2:43 left to go in the first quarter. 24-6 our score. The Comets on top. The unsportsmanlike conduct was against the Bear, so that gives the Comets 15 yards on the kickoff. So they'll kick off from the Bear 45-yard line. So
be a great time for the Comets to do a squib kick or practice an onside kick.
Some kind of an onside thing.
Try to get the ball back in Bear territory.
Right. Well, here we go. They kick it off anyway.
Kick it away.
Into the end zone for a touchback.
Easy decision there for the Bears to let that go and start it at the 20-yard line. Bears trailing 24-6 with 2:43 to go in the first quarter, but had some positives tonight as the Comets offense has just shredded the Bears, but the Bear offense has shown
scored points,
some passing and picked up a couple of first downs. So there's some positives tonight, but still a long way to go for this team.
From the 20-yard line, the Bears will put it in play. Positives, Ferguson's 3-for-3 passing.
Yeah, for 105 yards. Yeah. Not just, of course, got 80 of that on one play. It was the play of the year so far.
So the Bears set it up. Ferguson in the shotgun, the sophomore. Has three wide receivers, two on the far side, back in there with him. Hands off to the running back, and he's hit immediately and down for a loss on the play.
The defensive line for the Comets.
There's zero chance of anything
happening with the running game. The Bears aren't fast enough to get it to the outside. They're not strong enough to get it up the middle. So the running game is just going to be non-existent Bears tonight. Woolsey loses a couple. The Bears have now lost about 15 yards in the running game.
So it'll be a second down and 12 for the Bears here from the 18-yard line. Wide receivers, two to the near side, one to the far side. Ferguson in the shotgun has two backs in there, one up, one back. There's the snap, and the Ferguson keeps the ball and gets tackled for a loss on the play back to the 15-yard line. They are coming, aren't they?
Yeah, they're coming hard.
Yeah.
Bears just really... They've got nothing right now unless they can get Ferguson a little time to create something, but, it's football. You gotta be able to run it a little bit.
That line's gotta block a little bit, and so far they're up against some experienced senior linemen, and they're just not handling it at this point. So third and long for the Bears, back at their own 13-yard line. Ferguson's gonna roll with it. And he's going to be...
As a flag, it's a face mask on that. Or it looked to be as Ferguson's head came back the other direction. And we'll see what the official call is. Flag's about the 10.
Yeah, that would give... I'm sure that would give the Bears... Would it give an automatic first down? And maybe wouldn't give
face
them
mask.
A... 15 yards wouldn't give them a first down. So we'll see what it is. Talking over with the official... Going to give us a sign here.
1:10 left to play first quarter. Marionville up 24-6. Don't forget Fall Sports Focus coming up. Just an inadvertent face mask. A 5-yard penalty. Repeating third down.
Gives the Bears another down. That's what it does. Third down and takes the ball up to the 15, so it'll be third down and 15 yards to go for a Bear first down.
Bears have done their best work in third down situation.
Okay. Ferguson back there has the three wideouts. Wants to roll to the right. Got in trouble back there. And down he goes again.
At the horse collar. Yeah, it clearly was.
So another
Ferguson
penalty.
Went down with the collar behind him. So the Bears will get another opportunity.
So Comets are not getting the ball back because of their own penalties here. Flag is at the 15.
A 15-yarder.
That was going to be, that's not inadvertent there. That's a 15-yard penalty. We'll take it all the way up to near the first down marker, but just shy.
A little short. But if you're the Bears, you still got a pass, probably. Third and one now for the Bears. Great opportunity here.
Spot the ball at the 29-yard line after the 15-yard penalty. What's the Bears going to do here?
Throw it.
Ferguson gets the snap, throws to the far side of the field.
Caught.
And it's caught, but not enough for a first down. Lost a little bit on that play.
It was a completion to Hezekiah Galloway, the freshman, with the catch, but it was right along the line of scrimmage. So no gain for the Bears on the pass completion. And now fourth down. Want to go for it?
No, Aiden Stewart's going to punt it, I think. We're down inside of 40 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
Ferguson remains perfect.
Okay, Bears say they're just going to go for it, so here we go. Fourth and a yard for the Bears. Maybe they'll draw them off sides here. Long count. They'll try to stutter count it.
And now they'll call a timeout with 1 second on the play clock. The Bears are trying to draw them off sides. Didn't work. It'll be a timeout Bears. With 16 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Comets leading 24-6.
Take a 30-second time away here. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 16 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Bears took a timeout. They had a fourth down and a yard to go at their own 29. Chose a timeout after trying to draw the Comets off sides. Didn't work, so they called a timeout. We'll see what they do here. See if Stewart's going to kick it away, or are they going to?
They're still showing going for it as Stewart spots out wide on the near side.
Okay.
I don't know. The Bears have just done nothing running the ball. You probably have to pass again in this type of situation.
Yeah, because they're negative in the.
Oh, negative by a lot.
Running plays. One back in there, two backs in there behind with Ferguson to help block. They come out to the near side. There's the pass complete.
There's the first down.
And he's got a first down at the 33-yard line.
Just a little hitch pattern, and Stewart came back, caught it, 3 yards and a first down. Made it look pretty easy. Ferguson picked up a couple of nice blocks there, and he had just enough time to get the – and that's the thing. Ferguson just – I mean, the Comets are coming after him every play, and they've done a great job of it. This defense is nasty by Marionville. But the Bears pick up their third – first down of the night.
We're going to let the clock run out here and take our quarter break, and then we'll be back for the second quarter. That's the end of the first quarter of play with the score Marionville 24, Willow Springs 6. Back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Second quarter getting underway here at Marionville with Comets on top 24-6. Bears with the ball, first and 10 at the 33-yard line. The Bears got their second first down of the night just before the end of the first quarter through the air. They've been unable to do anything on the ground, but the air game has produced a little bit tonight for the Bears, contrary to last week when they had no success in the air.
Ferguson 5 for 5. Bears took them the second half to pick up a first down last week, so this is the number one team in the state in Class 1, and the Bears at least have scored on them.
First and 10 from the 33. Handoff goes up the middle.
Wolsey for no gain.
Caden got maybe a yard shy of the line of scrimmage that time.
You feel like that's almost a victory there. He wasn't stopped. Well, yeah, he was stopped for a loss.
Yeah.
We'll lose about a yard. I had a generous spot for him.
Second down and 11 for the Bears. You try a little on the hurry-up offense side of things. Kind of create a little break for him. Ferguson gets the snap, and he's in trouble back there.
Back.
Down he goes, back inside the 30 at about the 24-yard line.
They're
third and long.
With 108 yards through the air, but they've lost 25 on the ground.
Third and long for the Bears. Back at their own 24-yard line. Ferguson out of the shotgun. Rolls to
man.
The near side, and they read him. Bring him down all the way back at the 15-yard
Nobody
line.
Nobody in a white jersey touched number 56 for the Comets, Angel Quezada, and he had a clear pass to Ferguson, and he wrapped him up quickly.
Ball all the way back to the 20, and they had to get to the 43, so it's fourth down and 23 for the Bears. And now we're going to see Aiden Stewart back there to kick the ball away. First punt of the night.
Yeah, that didn't happen until the second quarter. No third down magic that time for the Bears, and Comets will put a return man at about midfield.
Stewart gets the snap.
Whistle blow. The flag in the backfield, back with the return man. The Grim Reaper is back there to return for the Comets.
That's what it is. We say that because
the shirts
say that all in front of us.
He's got a big cheering section right in front of the press box, and they'll back Stewart up a little bit, and we'll try this again. Delay of game on the Bears.
All right, high snap. He gets it away. Good job of getting it away. And it rolls over the head of the receiving back, and the Bears down it at the Marionville 44-yard line. That's where the Comets will put it in play, first and 10.
Good job by Stewart to get it out of there.
Yeah.
The Comets coming again. And Aiden had to kind of sideways kick it to get it away and was able to do it.
24-6 our score here early in the second quarter. Comets go on the offense, and Bears have been unable to stop their offense. The running game, they've stopped it up the middle, but Comets have a lot of weapons.
Oh, so much speed on this team. And they're just strong and just, they're a good football team, clearly.
Guerin, the quarterback, operating out of the gun this time. Puts a man in motion that he sets up on the near side as he's got, now he puts a man in motion to the right. Hand off up the middle. Running back gets all the way down to the Bear 43-yard line, but a good tackle by Stewart probably saved that from being a score.
Yeah. I was Eaton, picked up about 13 on the play and a first down, but you're right, Stewart saved another quick touchdown by the Comets. Flag, though, holding on Marionville right at midfield, so we'll take that back. Comets, yeah, they're looking for things to clean up. They're going to want to clean up these penalties.
Yeah.
They've had now four penalties here in the first half.
There's another sizable one here, another 10-yard penalty. Takes it back to the 39, so the penalty holding occurred at the 49, so first and about 15 for the Comets back at their own 39-yard line.
Check in with some scores as we go along on the second quarter.
Comets break the huddle. Guerin goes under center with two backs split behind him. Man in motion to the right, and the running back gets the ball, got good blocking, gets up to the 46-yard line, gained about six on the play.
Eaton again with the carry. Getting some good blocks from the offensive line, and Comets with a second down and 8.
Ball is right just shy of the 46-yard line. Clock moving with 9:23 left to go in the half. Comets to the line of scrimmage. Guerin is in the shotgun this time, and the play is going right. Running back breaks a couple of tackles and gets up near the first down marker in Bear territory. It's down at about the 47.
Bella had, he was stopped. The Bears had stopped him right along the line of scrimmage, but he was able to shed that shirt tail tackle and get it a yard shy of a first down. So
good pickup,
good running.
7 yards on the play, third down and a yard for the Comets at the Bear 47-yard line. Aaron goes back under center this time. Two backs behind him. A snap of the football handoff to the trailing back. And he's tackled after getting about 5-6 yards down inside the 40 to the 39. So 7 yard gain on the play. Comets got a first down out of it.
Eaton with the carry. The guy they're going to go to, and they need a few yards, and he gets more than that. But a 7 yard pickup will move the chains. Another first down for the Comets. Ava leading Stratford 16-0 in the second quarter. Kabul leading Skyline 14-0.
Here are the Comets, first and 10. Hand off to the second back, and he breaks a tackle and gets in the clear down the far sideline. He's at the 20, makes a nice cut.
Oh, man.
Bears going to let him get in the end zone. He just ran over the Bears that time.
Yeah, he did. That's that is a clear case of just bigger, stronger.
Yeah.
Bears were just bouncing off of him.
Yeah.
Looked like a man among boys. Pomeroy takes it 40 yards for another touchdown.
He's been the impressive back of the night, really.
Just that big body, and our little Bears just can't handle the kind of size and athleticism that Pomeroy brings. That's his second touchdown of the night.
Once he, he had people trying to stop him all the way down the field, and they just couldn't do it. He just carried him in the end zone. Tried for two there, and play is good for 2 points. So that makes the score 32-6 with 7:59 left to go in the half. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back in 60 seconds. .759 left to go in the half. Comets up 32-6 on the Bears. The big guy, sophomore Cash Pomeroy. He's 6'2", 240 pounds, Marty, and the Bears were just bouncing off of him.
Sophomore.
Sophomore.
We've talked a lot about all of our freshman sophomores, but our sophomores are not.
They're about 100 pounds.
Not as big and strong.
100 pounds less than that.
Makes a big difference.
It does. Comets to kick off from the 40-yard line.
The first quarter, Houston leads Fayette 20-6.
Here are the Comets to kick off. Bears drop back, double safety. It's kind of slanted, the ball is, and it's going to go out of bounds.
At about the 23.
Yeah, that'll mean the ball will be put in play at the 35. Is that right?
I believe so.
That's right. 35 or 40, so. Bears will put it in play there.
Ball sports focus coming up at halftime, so stick around for that. We're about 8 minutes away from the half, and we'll take a look at Coach Cox and the Lady Bears tennis team. Coach Collins will give us a look at volleyball, who, they had an epic match on Tuesday against the Zizzers. And then cross country getting up early to head to Bolivar in the morning. So lots of activities going along in the school calendar. And Spirit Week next week, homecoming, so lots to talk about coming up at halftime.
Bears come to the line of scrimmage here, and that's the 35-yard line, first and 10 for them. Ferguson, the sophomore quarterback, has three wideouts. Two backs in there with him. Gets the snap. Hands off to the running back, who got a little bit of running room that time.
Oh, yeah. For a minute.
Yeah, he got up to the 38-yard line. Gain of 3 positive yards. That is really rare tonight for the Bears to have positive yards on the ground. I think that's maybe...
Not rare. That's the first time it's happened.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say maybe that was the first time, and yes, it is.
We're giving 3 yards, Woolsey. The Bears' first positive yardage on the ground.
Second down and 7 for the Bears. Ball at the 38-yard line. Ferguson sets up. Same formation with the back, with the wideouts on the other side of the field. And the pitch late goes to the running back, Woolsey.
Fumbles
the ball, and
it's
at midfield. I think that Marionville may have it. Boy, he had a first down, too.
He did. He had a full head of steam, and it was a good run. but got poked out. It looked like it really did get poked out because it popped up into the air, and the Bears actually had a pretty decent chance to recover that fumble, but the Comets beat them to it, and they'll take over at the 50-yard line. Our first turnover of the game happens with 7:10 to go in the second quarter, and the Comets get the ball right back in a chance for Marionville with their two-point conversion proficiency to go up 40-6. But the Bears will try to get a stop here.
From midfield, the Comets take over on the turnover. Guerin, the quarterback, in the gun, gets the snap, keeps the football.
And he's going to go for.
Maybe. Bears got a little angle on him down low. And
he's in.
He's in for the score.
One play, Guerin. He hasn't ran it in yet.
That's his first run of the night.
Thrown it in a couple times, and that's his first. That first time he's ran the ball. And took it 50 yards for a score.
This is 38-6. So one play, and the Comets get in the end zone. Comets will go for two here. Try to get 40 points. Still won't be a turbo clock, but they've got half a quarter to go here. Comets go for two here. Put the man in motion, send it up the middle, and the running back is in for the two-point conversion. 6:59 left to go in the half. Comets 40, Bears 6. Back for the Comet kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 6:59 left to go in the half. All Marionville 40-6 as they kick it off to the Bears after a one-play drive that put them up 40-6. Kickoff high, end over end, and goes into the end zone. A touchback, and the Bears will put it in play at the 20-yard line.
Marionville's got a good kicker. They've just they're the whole package.
Well,
they are the number one ranked team in Class 1 in the state, and the Bears getting a healthy dose of why they are. They are strong and fast and going to win a lot of football games.
Pretty good. Pretty good team.
They've not lost a regular season game since 2019.
It's hard to rank them as far as this week and last week, though. It's hard to.
Two different styles, two different teams.
Totally different teams. So the Bears will put it in play at their own 20.
The game for the Bears, you just don't want to get anybody hurt. Comets are defense is nasty. They're coming after him.
Ferguson out of the gun gets the snap. Throws. Got a man open. Stewart, it looks like.
First down.
Got a close to a first down anyway.
Far side of the field. He got it. About a 12-yard pickup.
So first and 10 for the Bears. Their third one, I think.
There's your positive of the night. Ferguson 6 of 6. For 120 yards. That's a big
positive.
Unfortunately, there's no running game to balance that, and the Bear defense really can't do anything against Marionville, but Ferguson is at a good line. And Stewart's really become the weapon.
It's first and 10 Bears, ball up at the 32-yard line. Three backs in there with the running back gets the ball and gets nailed, hammered, right, as he got the ball. So no gain on that play, a little loss, really.
Hezekiah Galloway loses 5 yards on the play.
Lost a couple. We're going to just mark it back to the 30.
Yeah, the Bears' lone touchdown for the JV against Ava. And he's getting some more. Both Galloway's getting more time out there as freshmen.
Second down and 12 for the Bears. Ball back inside the 30-yard line. Ferguson gets the snap, wants to throw, comes back near side, intercepted. And Marionville interceptor brought down at the 20-yard line. There was just two players there.
Yeah.
The receiver was double covered, and
John Ball was the intended receiver, and Grim, the Grim Reaper, as his family celebrates in front of us. He was able to just pick it off. He ran right in front of it. A little slow in developing and pretty easy pick. for Grimm, and it sets Marionville up for another score. But before that, the Bears, I think, are going to take a timeout. With 5:53 to play in the half, Marionville on top 40-6.
We'll take a 30-second time in here. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 5:53 left to go in the first half, and it's all Marionville here, 40-6. And as we head toward the halftime, Marionville's up in good shape. They have a second turnover of the night against the Bears and have it first and 10 at the 20. Usually it takes them about one play to get in the end zone. That's about the way it's gone.
Bears, you can just kind of see the Bears wearing down here in the, late in the first half. And early on, they kept the Comets on the field a little longer. It took Marionville five or six plays to get into the end zone. But these last few drives, not taking much. I'm pretty sure they could put Pomeroy back there and score at will.
Just what I thought. Guerin, quarterback in the shotgun, first and 10, man in motion. Switches sides is all he does. Now he comes back to the near side. And Guerin to throw, got a man wide open. Touchdown, Marionville.
There's the good pressure, actually. Larry Cheney was in pursuit and hit Guerin as he threw the ball. Guerin just chucked it up. He was going down as he threw it. But, of course, as he goes down, he finds his man wide
and
open.
He was wide open, and he had nobody within 5 yards of him standing there in the end zone. So, took him one play, 5:46 now left to go in the half.
Well, they've scored three touchdowns in the span of about 2 minutes.
Comets going to two again. Try to put it up to 48 here. They go up the middle. Touch 2-point conversion is good. 5:46 left to go in the half. Marionville 48. Bears 6. We'll be back for the Marionville kickoff in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 5:46 left to go in the half. Marionville to kick off from the 40-yard line. Bears drop back 2. And the ball is hitting at about the, picked up by the Bears at the 5, 10, and down at about 15-yard line. I think that ball should have been left alone, let it go in the end zone.
Yeah, well, they thought about it, and that was by the time they, it was Woolsey who picked it up, gets it about to the 15, but or they're going to mark him back at the 14. A couple score updates from Sean back at the studio. Zizzers leading Glendale 14-3. Houston up big on Fayette 35-6. We'll have lots of high school football scores for you coming up at halftime, plus the fall sports focus. And
yeah,
we'll
stay around for that.
Success that some of our other programs are having this fall, and some opportunities for you to go watch these other kids.
Feel good? We'll let you feel good at halftime.
We'll have an athlete of the week, our first fall sports focus athlete of the week, crowned at halftime.
Put the ball to the 16-yard line, first and 10 for the Bears there, who send out four wide receivers for Ferguson.
Pass
he
complete.
Completes the pass, but it's going to be negative yardage.
Loss of about 5.
48-6. So, again, this week, as in last week, it will probably be a turbo second half, so it'll be a lot faster. Action will go faster.
Ferguson probably jinxed him. He was 6-for-6 before that interception and still managed to complete that pass. It's still 7-of-8, but
lost 5.
Didn't have that interception.
Back to the 11-yard line. Second down, 15 for the Bears. Snap of the football.
Oh, man.
Hand off the ball carriers into the tackle back at the 5-yard line.
He faked the handoff, and against Marion, you don't have time to fake the handoff. They were back there on top of him, and Ferguson absolutely got hammered.
Yeah. That hurt me.
Yeah, I saw the head hit the ground and bounce back up. But
ball's going to be back at the 5-yard line, so it'll be third down and 21 for the Bears. Clock moving, but not fast enough for Bear fans. Out of the end zone now is Dillon. Ferguson as he's back there to take the snap, gets it, wants to throw it as he threw it, and it's incomplete.
This is just, you know, man, I get it that Marionville's got to do what they've got to do, and they're going to come after you, but, man, Ferguson took a couple of just brutal hits on that drive, and that one almost bad as the one right before it. So the Bears will punt out of their own end zone, and, again, just don't want to get anybody hurt here.
Stewart's going to be standing in back at the back of the end zone to try to get this ball kicked out of there. Good snap. He gets it away, high end over end, not too deep. Hits about the 30-yard line, takes about a 5-yard roll, and the Bears down at the 34-yard line. That's where Marionville will put it in play, in Bear territory at the 34-yard line, already leading 48-6.
Marionville really, and they're scoring at will right now, and at some point, you know, you got to put the JV in, and I would expect that to be the case in the second half for the Comets, and maybe before that.
Yeah, but the Comets, you know, they've got aspirations.
Absolutely.
They're number one team. They've got to show their skills and hone the skills, so they got to keep the varsity in there for a half, probably. Garen, the quarterback, hands off up the middle. Running back goes for about 10 yards down to about the 25-yard line. That line of scrimmage, Marty, is just,
yeah,
it's not there. So
no.
It's like the Comet runners don't have any place to go except into the secondary. First and 10 for the Comets, down to the Bear 23-yard line. Garen hands off to his big back in there, and he
Eaton
cuts to the outside, headed for the goal line. He is in.
Two plays, both of them to Eaton. And he goes combined 33 yards on those two plays and puts the Comets back into the end zone, puts them over the 50-point mark.
So this one comes with 3:33 left to go in the half. Again, fall sports focus coming in at halftime. Got some volleyball to talk about and some tennis. Some real positive things.
Cross country,
of course, hasn't started yet, but they're getting real close. Tomorrow is the day. Coach Wagner will get his kids on the bus about sunup time and head to Bolivar. Two-point conversion good for Marionville. Yeah, that makes the score 56-6. 3:33 left to go in the half. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 3:33 left to go here in the half. 56-6 our score. Marionville upholding their number one ranking in the state quite well tonight. They will kick off again from the 40-yard line. Bears draw back double safety at about the 5-yard line. Kick is high and deep. Fumbled by the Bear receiver, picks it up. Runs sideways out of bounds.
John Baugh, the return man.
Baugh didn't have anywhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
And he gets out to
13-yard line?
13-yard line, maybe.
Okay. 17. Give him a nice spot. With 3:28 still to go in the first
this
half.
This has been a long first half.
Once upon a time, it was 8-6 when the Bears did score a touchdown and
Early,
and they've just been whipped since then, and try to make it to the locker room at this point, and just hope for some good practice in the second half.
Bears starting from the 17-yard line, their own territory. Ferguson gets the snap, and is just running them backwards. A Bear player down now.
Handed off to Woolsey. Woolsey took it in the chin as soon as he had the ball and just kind of drove him backwards into the ground, and he's up, but definitely took a beating. And that, man, again, that's, yeah, Bears are just, they've been taking their, taking their hits.
Taking their hits,
game.
Yeah. Take the ball back to the inside the 10 yard, inside the 15 yard line at about the 14. Loss of four on the play. Comet Band is getting ready to perform over there. They've got some blue lights.
Look like glow blue, in the dark stuff.
Glow in the dark angels over there or something. Yeah, wings anyway. Getting ready to perform here at halftime. Ferguson gets the snap and keeps it himself and just gets hammered about a yard shy of the line of scrimmage.
And that, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you
do? The Bear coaching staff. I mean, nothing is working. You can't get time for Ferguson to make a pass when you try to run the ball. You get just destroyed in the backfield. So, I mean, you just want the clock running and get the guys off the field at this point.
Right. Loss of a yard on the play. Third down and about 15 yards to go for a first. Bears have had some first downs in this game. None lately, though. Throwing out of the pass is complete over on the far side of the field. Did get a couple
picked
of
up a couple yards. Yeah, we'll take that. And again, Ferguson has been crazy accurate tonight. He's now 8 of 9 passing. The only time he missed was the interception.
Clock stops because the ball carrier went out of bounds. 2:02 left to go.
Plenty of time for the
Comets to pile up another 8 points. So the Bears will kick it away. Stewart back to punt. High snap.
Flag.
Flag goes down. Possibly against the Bears for procedure. Let's see what the guy in the white hat says. Offside.
Offside.
Marionville. So, give the Bears 5 yards, not near enough for a first down, before down and fourth down and about 8 from the 20-yard line.
Stewart will still punt. Still 2 minutes left to go in the half.
No, it's under.
Well, it's 158, yes. And we're going to count those 2 seconds, yeah, aren't we?
Yep. Stewart, high snap. He gets it away. Good kick this time. And they take it at the 45-yard line. Big running back is down at the 41-yard line. Bears made a good tackle.
A good tackle, yeah, that really was.
For 24.
There's the Kaya Galloway. Made a great tackle. Open field tackle, came from behind to get Grimm. So took a star by that one for Galloway. The Galloway brothers are making an impression.
They're going
to
play some football.
They really are.
Springs. Yeah, they're just freshmen.
They're small, but we're going to get them in that new weight room. And
talented.
They've got some talent,
yep.
So better days will come for Bear Nation.
Well, it is, though. Marionville has it first and 10 at the Bear 41 after a 14-yard return on the punt. And they've got a minute 47 to try to score here. Guerin stacks up his receivers on the far side of the field.
Flag in the backfield, okay. The Bear backfield.
They were stacking it up on the right side to try to run a little bubble screen over there.
And it's a false start on the Comet.
They showed a little different formation that time, so something they weren't used to, I guess. Takes the ball back to the 46, first and 15, from the 46-yard line of the Bears for Marionville. Comets.
So the only negative thing about Marionville is 6 penalties. For 50 yards. So that's something I'm sure they'd like to clean up. Otherwise, they're
good
golden.
Team. All right, same formation this time. They come back to the near side, and the ball carrier has run out of bounds inside the 40-yard line or right at the 40.
Decent coverage for the Bears as Woolsey pushes him out of bounds.
Pick up on the play to the 40. That'll be second down and 9 yards to go for a first down.
Guerin 3 for 3 through the air. A couple of touchdowns.
Again, he sets up 3 wide receivers on the far side of the field. And they come back to the near side. And the guy, the receiver, breaks 2 tackles and gets down near the 30-yard line. But the Bears had coverage on him. At least the Bears were there.
That's Gage Guerin, the senior, brother, I'm assuming, of the quarterback, and caught a touchdown pass from his brother earlier, and they're getting close to a first down.
Ball,
I'm going to give it to him.
Okay, first and 10 from the 30-yard line of the Bears. Clock moving with 45 seconds left to go in the half. Garrett at quarterback, low snap, rolls to his right, still rolling, looking to throw, got a man open, overthrows the first man, but he hit the second man. The running back breaks tackles, and he gets that inside the 30 to about the 20, so about a 10-yard gain on the play. Stops the clock with 31 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Comets driving here, wanting to add a little more insult to injury here to the Bears. Put them all right at the 20. First and 10. Garrett at quarterback, out of the shotgun. Gets the snap, throws to the near side, got a man, and he's headed for the end zone.
Touchdown.
Marionville.
Bella scores another.
13 seconds left to go in the first half. 62-6. Coming up at halftime, the Ball Sports Focus. We can't wait to get to that.
You're so excited to get to that. Trust me.
That will be fun. Marionville going for two again. And they set it up, head for the end zone, and it's two-point conversion time. 64-6. 13.3 seconds left to go. In the half. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Marionville to kick off to the Bears. Bears let the ball go into the end zone for a touchback. So, Marty and I were just discussing, and we think that probably the Bears should just take a
to
keep people from getting hurt. And then go to halftime and
hopefully second half. Get some fresh jerseys in there for Marionville, and maybe we can compete a little bit.
Sure, the Comets
in the second half. But
Comets will accommodate and put in some
for now,
younger players.
We've seen Ferguson take and Woolsey and Stewart, all those guys
take a really
violent hits. And
yep.
Bears are just not in the same league.
From the 20-yard line, the Bears have it first and 10. They show. Hand off to the running back, brought down after lost about five on that play, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. So
Galloway on the carry.
We'll take a timeout here. 3 minutes time away, then we'll be back to have our fall sports focus. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Football on KUKU.